Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the fifth day of the month of Iyar. Today is Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day for all the precious souls lost in wars and terrorism in Israel. And this year, perhaps more than ever, this day stands out for how difficult and challenging a year this has been and how many of our dear brothers and sisters we have lost since October 7th. Additionally, today is the 20th day of the Omer. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, or for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, you join our daily call. Please keep in mind three children whose names are listed in the daily email: Chaya Yal, Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Alini Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Tinok Ben Nechama Devora. May they and everyone in need have an easy, quick refuah shalema. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances. For the Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the potent and timeless words of Tehillim. We gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Beryl Wein, Beit Knesset Hadassi, Yerushalayim, to share a few words with us about Yom HaZikaron. Following Rabbi Wein's remarks, I will recite the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Sahal, for our brave and precious soldiers, followed by the Mishaberach for Shvuim, for those who are still held in captivity. And I will conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names for all those whom we are davening for. To subscribe to receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. To share it with your friends, family, and network. And then lastly, I believe it was back in October that we here at the Daily Call were fortunate and blessed to have Rabbi Wein join us on the program. And I would like to once again express my, but also my broader family, including my parents and siblings, to express our collective hakarat hatov, our deep appreciation for all that Rabbi Wein has done for our family. We all grew up in Rabbi Wein's shul in Suffern, part of Muncie. And my three brothers and I attended Rabbi Wein's yeshiva. Although I was still in high school, when Rabbi and Rebbetzin Wein made aliyah, and we all truly miss the Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Jackie Wein, the deep impact that they both had on me, on our family, really our lives have been changed because of them. It's really beyond words to describe the impact that the Wines had on our family and our community. They shaped us into who we are today, and undoubtedly, it was what prompted me to want to go into klal work. I likewise have deep appreciation to my parents, who I know are on the call, for unquestionably making the right decision so many years ago to move to the Muncie area and to raise us in Rabbi Wein's shul. Rabbi Wein, thank you so much for all you have done and continue to do. You are not only the bridge to a world that was before, but the lighthouse today that continues to guide us forward in the ways of Hashem and our love of Torah, Am Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael. May Hashem continue to bless you with much strength, good health, and Yiddish and Nachas from all of your wonderful children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Bechavot. with great honor, Rabbi Wein.
Thank you very much, Naftali. It's a source of great pride for me to be associated with you in the project that advances Torah and the Jewish people. But you know, there are not many people alive today that remember the first Yom HaTzmaut. I do. And I remember the impact that it had on the Jewish world. The Jewish world then was decimated, coming out of the Shoah, coming out of 2 years of British brutality in Israel, Arab riots, wars, invasions, bombings. And we really didn't think that we had much of a chance. And that somehow we not only persevered and triumphed, but in spite of all of the difficulties, we have been able to build a country that is an honor to its Jewish heritage and is a beacon of light in a very dark world. We read in Tanakh that when Nehemiah came back to the land of Israel and he found Jerusalem ruled by the enemies of Israel, and he began the reconstruction of Jerusalem of the temple, the Tanakh tells us that the builders had one hand on the trowel and the other hand on the sword. We have lived through 76 years of one hand on the sword and one hand on the trowel. We didn't choose this. But often in life, heaven imposes upon us challenges that in the long run perhaps become clear, but at the moment they appear are too confusing. So I cannot explain to you the situation today, where on one hand we are building, and on the other hand we are bombing. And the world doesn't appreciate either of those activities. It hasn't gotten over the fact that there is a state of Israel. It has not come to terms with the fact that the Jewish people have somehow resurrected themselves and stand tall. Tall even against not our enemies, but so-called friends. The Navi says, and we read it in the Haggadah, "Va'evor alayich, I have passed over you." Heaven looks at us, doesn't ignore us, realizes what is happening. "Vo'erech misposeses d'domoyich, and I see that you are soaked in blood." Every day there is an unfortunate piece of news. "Oh, and I tell you again, b'domayichayi, you will live, you will survive, you will triumph, the future is yours." The task of Jewish parents is to convince their children of the Jewish future. And the Jewish future includes, naturally, Eretz Yisrael and the state of Israel, but also Torah in its widest dimension. The understanding of history through Torah. The understanding of current events through Torah. The understanding of life itself through Torah. It's not meant to be a dry subject, a matter of pure knowledge, but it's meant to be a guidance. B'domayichayi, should live through your sacrifices, your difficulties, should realize that this is what makes you great. And that, so to speak, without it, we would not have survived till today. So the Jews of the world over are invested in the land of Israel, whether they support the state or they don't support it, whether they like the government or they don't like it, whether they think that somehow, even originally, it was not correct to do so. But all of that is irrelevant today. Because we cannot redo the past. We cannot make it fit narratives that never existed. All we can do is B'domayichayi. And that is what we have to impart to ourselves, to our children and descendants. That's what our schools have to teach. That's what our synagogues have to represent. That's what our rabbis have to encourage. To look forward and build and not be afraid, not be quiet in the face of rapacious murder and discrimination and evil. The rest of the world may cringe, but we say, B'zomayichayi, B'zomayichayi. So long after everything else disappears into the dustbin of history, as has been so true over the millennia, the Jewish people will be here. The Jewish people with their Torah will have survived and remain a light unto the nations and a beacon for goodness that will last eternally. Have a happy Yom HaTzmaut, everybody. And we will hear good news from each other. And the Ribono Shalom will help us so that it will be Zoche to Yeshuos v'Nechomos, to victory and to peace. Thank you very much. And thank you to Naftali again and to the OU for this opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Wein. It was truly a tremendous kavod. It was a tremendous honor for us to have you on, and we certainly look forward, please God, in Yiras Hashem, to future opportunities. At this time, we are going to recite Tehillim. We are going to start with Perek Saf, chapter 20. Please recite it along together with me, and I will do so slowly. Lamnaseach, Mizmor Le David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yizkavecha Shem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, mitzion yisodecha. Yizkor kol minchotzecha, yolatcha yidash nesela. Yitem lecha kilovecha, lechoat tzatzecha yimalei. Neranina b'shuatzecha, uvishim Eloheinu nigol. Yimalei Adonai. Kol mishalosecha, atoyodati, yoshi adonai mishkicho, yaneu mishmei kacho, bigvuros, isha yimino, eile barecha, veile basusim, Ba'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu natsir. Hema kara'u v'nefalu. Ba'anachnu kamnu v'nisadod. Adonai Hoshia. Hamelech yaneinu. Yom kareinu. We'll turn now, Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzor, dinos deshe yarviseni, amei minuchos yinaleini, nafshi yishovev, yancheni b'magli tzedek, l'man shemo, gam kielech, v'geit samavet, lo yirara, Yata imadi, shifafal mishantecha, eima yinachamuni. Taroch lefonai shulchan, neget taroi. Vishanta bashemen roshi, kosi revaya. Ach tova chesed, yirdifuni, kol yimei chayai. Vishakti viveis adunai, liorach yamin. Turn now to capital. Psalm 121, Kuf, Kuf, Aleph. Shir lamalot, eso inai ele harin, meyayin yavo ezri. Ezri, meyim adonai, hose shamayin bare. Al yitein lamurag lecha, al yonum shomerecha. Hine lo yonum velo yishon, shomer. Throwel Adonai Shemrecha Adonai Stilcha Yadim Binecha Yomom HaShemesh Lo Yotecha V'yoreyach V'loyla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Asnafsecha Adonai Yishmor Tishcha V'echa Me'ata V'yadolam Kuf Chaf Aleph, excuse me, Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos, Zimamakim Kurasicha Adonai. Adonai, Shema Bikoli, Tienos Nefokashuvo, Tetol Tachanunai. Imavonos Kishmarya, Adonai, Miyamos. Imcha aslicha l'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi v'lidvarach alti. Nafshi l'Adonai v'shomrin l'boker, shomrin l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai yachesed v'arbe mokedu. Behu Yisdes Yisrael Nikol Avonosav. Finally, we turn to Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil LeDavid Biosav Mara Tefila Koli Al Adonai Eska Koli Al Adonai Eskanan Eshoch lefanav sifi, parasi lefanav agid. Behisatef olai ruchi, viyasa yadata, nisivati, sarach zu aleich, tamnu pachli. Habeit yamin, ure'e ve'en li makir, hovad monos ben imeni, ein daresh lenafshi. So akti elecho Adonai, omarti ata machti, chalti v'eret l'chayim. Hakshiva el rinati, kidalosi meod. Hatzileini meodvai, yamtu mimeni. Hotia mimasker nafshi, lehodot et shemecha. Yachiru tzadikim kizimo aloi. Achenu kol beis yisroel, anisunim batzara v'shivya, ha'omdim v'im bayam v'im bayavasha, ha'makom yirachim aleihem, yotziem yisroel irvasa, Niyachela liara mishiba ligula hashta baklaus makariv v'namar amin. We'll now recite Mishaberach for L'chayei Tzahal, for our brave and courageous soldiers, and Hashem watch over them and protect them. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Hu Yivarech Es Chayei Tzva Haganal Yisrael V'Anshei Kofot HaBitachon Ha'omdim Al Mishmarteinu Farei Eloheinu נקבו עליו מהמדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד דבר עבר בכל מקום שהם, ויבשו באוויר בים. יתן אדוני את אויבינו, הקומים עלינו, נקטפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויצלת חיילינו, מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברכה ויצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שוננו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בכסר ישועה בעטרת ניצחון. ויקום בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם, והילחם לכם עם אויביכם, הושיעכם ונאמר אמן. Now recite the Mishaberach, the Shavuim, for those who are held captive, who are held hostage. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron, David V'Shlomo, V'Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yisor Es Nedrei Nisiva Tzva Hagana Al Yisrael V'Shvuya. ואת כל אחינו הנסונים בצורה ובשביה, בעבור שכל הכל הקודש הזה מספלל בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציא מחושך ותלמבת, ומסורותיהם ינעתיק, ומסוכותיהם יושיעם, ישביעם מהירה לפק משפחותיהם, יודו לאדוני חסדו ונכלול כבני אדום, ויקום בהם יקר שכתוב, וגדויי אדוני ישובון, ובאו ציון ורינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחו יסיגן, ונשאו יגון ואנחו ונאמר אמן. And finally, we'll conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholem. Please have in mind all of those who you know are in need of a refuah. When I pause, I will give us a good chunk of time. It's me making the Mishaberach today. And please use that time to insert the names of all those we are davening for. Mishaberach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech Rafei Tzacholim. ושכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימו לרבותו לחזיקו לחיותו תשלח לו מהיר רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לחוי ורעה לכל גדידו בסוג שטרף על ישראל רפואת הנפש רפואת הגוף השתו בגלות מהקריב ונאמר אמן.
Please join us again tomorrow
We'll have Rabbi Dr. T. Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus. He's currently in Eretz Yisrael. He will join us for a special Yom HaTzmaut Tehillim call tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.